the coronavirus pandemic and construction sites. I'll now pass you over to the managing director, who will present the situation on our construction sites during the COVID-19 outbreak. Thank you. We are meeting to talk about the current situation. The coronavirus has an impact on our daily lives, and as you can imagine, it's also a challenge for us and our construction projects. Certainly, how is it today? Is it even possible to carry out construction works right now? Or maybe we should put them on hold? We all know that there are many difficulties and restrictions due to the epidemic. At the same time, let's not forget we have already entered the prime construction season. So we will continue work on all of our construction sites, but we have to ensure that strict sanitary and epidemiological requirements, as well as special precautions, are met. We also have to take into account reduced human resources. What do you mean? The work should be done by well-known and proven employees, definitely in small teams, so that each team can work independently on the site or working sections. We have to arrange rotation between teams to avoid the situation in which workers meet in the same place at the same time, not only on the site or working stations, but also in staff rooms. Do workers have to keep a minimum distance of 2 meters from each other, as recommended by the Ministry of Health and the Chief Sanitary Inspector? A quick analysis showed that the problem with following this rule might refer to about 10% of the works. Then, for the work carried out by one team, it is not obligatory to keep the distance between individuals. It is obvious that they often have to cooperate, carry something or hold it together. What kind of personal protective equipment is provided on the site? There are enough disposable gloves, and protective masks on the construction site. There are also plenty of disinfectants. Face shields and goggles are available as well. The problem is that it is inconvenient to use them, especially when carrying out heavy construction works. We have also introduced mandatory temperature checks before starting work. This is the site manager's duty. How do office employees work? Currently, in the office, there are the departments directly supporting construction. I mean the purchasing department and the transport department. The administrative staff is mainly working from home. It's a pity we can't work remotely on the site. What about the availability of materials, machinery and equipment? We have recorded delays in the delivery of some materials and products. We can also observe that procedures for obtaining permits and issuing administrative decisions take more time. Of course, this will affect the completion of works in a timely manner, but we do not expect major downtime or problems.